Us young people are the key to this generation. Some of us spend all day on social media and some of us create a podcast. Hey, I'm Faith Aguilera and I am the host of Little Girl, Big Thoughts. I talk about real life issues that certain people like me feel like we don't have a say in. Come along with me as I explore my thoughts. Hello everyone, it is Faith here from Little Girl Big Thoughts, and I'm so excited to be back and with a very special guest as well, Lena from The Real Talk with Lena. And today we're going to be talking on toxic friendships and how to deal with them. But before we get into that, just a quick little, intro. If you haven't already, follow my Instagram at littlegirlbigthoughtspod. That is also my TikTok as well. And my Twitter is faithonline_. And I upload every single Tuesday and you can stream me everywhere. And also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go over to my link tree, which is the link in my bio, in my Instagram, and check that out. But yes, today we're going to be speaking with Lena, who is a Taekwondo athlete. And she also started her own podcast so that she can help teenagers. She is really honest and kind person who enjoys making friends. I've actually been on Lena's podcast before. It was so amazing. And I'm so excited to have her on mine. But as always, I'm not going to speak too much and kind of let her introduce herself.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me here. I'm Lena. I'm 15. And I host my podcast, which is called The Real Talk with Lena. And I talk about all of this team stuff, like struggles and goals. And I would love if you could check it out.
Yes, I will leave the link below. I'll leave the link below to Lena's podcast. You can check it out on Spotify. Oh, I'm not sure. She'll let you know where it's on. And yeah, I'll also leave her Instagram down below. And Lena loves making friends as well. Like, she's such a kind person, so you can go DM her as well. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to ask some questions just so you guys can kind of get to know her and her podcast. So, Lena, when did you actually start your podcast?
So, I first started back in April when it was the first quarantine. But I did my, trailer, and I kind of just stopped it, and I started again in November, and I really like it. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
You do take social media really seriously. Like, I love your TikToks and everything. I'm just sat there scrolling through them, and it's like really interesting. So why did you actually start your podcast? I know it's not a question, but quite intrigued.
So I was actually really bored. So I just decided to start my podcast. I was either going to start a podcast or a blog, but I decided to do a podcast.
Oh, that's great. Blogging. I thought about blogging as well, but I just thought it's too much writing. So what are you actually trying to achieve with your podcast? Like, what's your end goal?
I really want to help teenagers and just have a little fun time. My episodes are not really long, but I feel like it could just, you know, give a little spark to your day, maybe make you feel better. I have some motivational episodes, which I really like because it makes people feel better. And I just love it. I'm here to help.
I do love your episodes because it's like you're having like a conversation instead of just like you just talking. It's like a conversation type episode. I love it. So what is like one of your favorite episodes that you've ever filmed? I know it's not a question here, but.
Probably the one that is called Keep Your Head Up, which was a motivational episode, and it's my most like famous one, and actually people really liked it and made me really happy because, you know, I try to help people with that, make them feel better about themselves, and, you know, because times have been rough and people liked it, so it made me really happy.
Yeah, I have actually listened to that episode. I do think I have. Because I think I've listened to that one. And I'll leave a link below so people can go listen to that one as well. But yeah, guys, if you want to find anything else about Lena, you can go DM her, check out her Instagram, her TikTok, and everything. But today we are going to be talking about toxic friends, which is not the nicest subject to be speaking about. So have you ever had a toxic friend? Let's do a little story time because I've got a little story to tell, so.
I don't think I had a toxic friend because I prefer to have a small friend group for like people I can trust, so I don't have like that many friends. I have my best friends.
Oh, so you've never come in contact like with like even if you weren't a friend of them, but you've never like seen a toxic person or like anything like that.
If I see someone is not what I want, like toxic, mean and stuff, I immediately just leave. I don't want them.
That's a good way to deal with them. Just like leave. But me, I've actually been in contact with a toxic friend. So I'll do a little story time. I won't take too much time. But I was living in Canada at the time, and there was this girl in our neighborhood, and she was like so like I don't she's like the most toxic a toxic person could be. She was rude, disrespectful, like she was just so mean. And I used to always play out with her because like I think at that time I was maybe like 12, maybe 11. And she was like 13. So we were all just playing outside, and she was just rude. And like all the time, she would just make herself know that she's better than me. It's like if I went out and I had like a rip on my leggings or something, she'd be like, oh, can't you afford any new leggings? But like she did it in a way that she was also really kind. So it was like, it was a weird friendship. And at the time, I didn't really realize that she was that toxic. And then when I left Canada, I asked for her Instagram or her number or anything so I can keep in contact with her. This girl gave me a fake username. So when I got to the UK, I searched up that username and I literally could not find it. Like, who does that? After being friends with me, or friends with like bunny ears, if you see my name, friends with me for a year, and then you just left me. Like, that's just not a really nice thing to do. But ever since then, I've just kind of distanced myself with toxic people, I guess, which is really good.
Oh my God, that girl is so weird. Oh my God.
No. And like the whole time she'd always just talk about boys and just irrelevant stuff. I was like, I'm literally 12, I don't care. And she would just go on about the most unnecessary things. I'm like, I really don't want to know. Anyways, so let's like jump into qualities. So what are some qualities of a toxic friend so we can help people?
Well, to find if someone is toxic, it's like they need you there to help them and stuff, but they never help you. Like, they always find you. They always want you when other people just let them behind.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're like their last.
It's like they're crying and you're there for them, but like when you're upset and everything, they're just nowhere to be seen. Like,
Yeah.
and I also think if someone is like trying to make everything a competition around you, or like they're always trying to show you that they're superior to you, then that's just not an equal friendship or relationship. And that's just a toxic one. If they're always acting like they're above you in some way, that's just a no-go. So, any more for me?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, it is quite difficult because, like, you need to be in the situation to know whether they're toxic or not, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, if you like try and tell them like your goals, or like, let's say you want to be like a YouTuber when you're older, and they're like, you want to be a YouTuber? Like, that's a bit weird. Like, if they try to judge what you want to do instead of support you, then that is just also a massive red flag. So, what are some
Yes, I
questions?
agree.
Oh. So, what are some questions that you think people should ask themselves if they're wondering whether or not their friend is toxic?
Is she there for me when I need her? Is she gonna support me for what I wanna do?
Do I feel like I have to keep secrets
Am
from
I
them?
Oh yeah. Am I like her last option?
Oh,
What?
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good one, being like the last option stuff. Also, like, if something like really cool happened to you and you wanted to tell them, would you be excited to tell them or would you be nervous to tell them? Because like usually we run to our friends with amazing news and we're really happy and stuff. But, like a fake friend, you might run to them with their news and be like, oh, okay, and they just like shut you down, if you know what I mean. And especially Lena, because you say you have really like close friends. So can you say like your relationship with them compared to what you think like a toxic relationship would probably be?
So I have my best friends and I have my really good friends. My best friends, I literally tell everything. They know everything about me, and actually it feels really good because they understand everything. So it makes me feel really comfortable. To my really good friends, I still say pretty much everything, and I have like a really good friendship, like good relationship. But if you have a toxic friend, you don't want to really tell them everything because they might turn this around you and they might do something bad with it. Your like secret or something, they might share it to people and it's not really good.
And then obviously with your close friends, like you just feel like, or maybe with your best friend, you just tell them everything. I have a
Yeah.
best friend who's kind of like a cousin to me, and I just tell her everything. Like I don't even hesitate to tell her. Like there's no hesitation. But you can also ask yourself, like, how do you feel when you're around them? Like, do you feel insecure? Do you feel like you can be yourself? Do you feel like you can't make jokes? That's really important in friendship, just to be able to feel confident and comfortable around your friends. Because if you don't, then what's the point of being friends?
Yeah, when you're like with your best friends, kind of feel like they're sisters, and whatever you do is like they're part of your family, so yeah.
Definitely. If your friend is not like a family to you, then she's just not a really good friend. Oh. And also, do you trust them? Like, honestly, if your parents told you something and you don't want to tell someone, would you tell them? Like, do you feel like they'd gossip to everyone? Ask yourself if you really trust them.
I would trust them actually.
Wait, what did
And I share secrets with them and stuff.
Yeah, secrets are just like a massive thing in a friendship or relationship. Like, if you can't tell your secrets to someone, then like, why? Like, you have to ask yourself why. Okay, I've got a couple more questions. So, moving on from like toxic friendship, but still in the friendship realm, what are some qualities do you think of like a good friend? Let's do a little bit positive now.
Okay, so a good friend is someone that you can trust, you can tell all your secrets, is gonna be always there for you, and like when you're feeling down, they're gonna be there for you, and when you're feeling good, they're gonna celebrate with you, and they're just always there for you.
Celebrating and just being with someone who makes you happy is just like such a great feeling. Also, like I think I don't know if this is like just for me, but like I know Lena might agree, but being able to like laugh is so important in a friendship for me. If me and my friends can like be there and just say a couple of things and just start laughing, like that's so important. So there's just not an awkwardness there. I think that's a really, really good set in stone for like a friendship.
Yes.
So, Lena, how would you say you would become friends with someone? Like, what are the stepping stones of becoming friends? Because some people find it really hard to make friends, and some people find it a lot easier. So.
I think it takes time, actually. I mean, it depends to people, but you have to meet them, like talk to them, and
Definitely put
eventually
yourself out there.
then to closer friends, to more closer friends, to best friends, you know, it takes some time.
It does, yeah, true. I think, because I've moved around like I think maybe 6 times in my life due to my dad's work. So we've moved around a lot, and it's just became a lot easier over time to make friends and stuff like that. Because obviously, you have to adjust to your surroundings. But my biggest advice would be like, put yourself out there. Like honestly, what's the worst that's gonna happen? If someone says they don't want to be your friend, then it's okay. Maybe like that's just the way it was supposed to be. But you never know until you like actually put yourself out there. If you see a nice person on the street, I mean maybe not on the street, but like if you see someone in your school and like she's doing the same thing as you and kind of like how her vibe is, just go up to her and be like, "Hey, my name's Faith." Or no, well not your name's Faith, but hi, your name, and just kind of get to know them. So, going back to toxic friendships and things, what are some ways that you think we can deal with toxic friendships if there's anyone listening to this who wants their way out, kind of?
I'm sure it's gonna be that maybe like even one person that is gonna help you with that. you need someone to help you, like a really close friend. And what I said before, just leave. You don't need them in your life. If you're feeling bad, then just leave them.
Yeah, know your worth. Like, you're worth a lot more than what they're giving to you. And you're gonna find someone out there. There's like 7 billion people in the world, and there is bound to be someone who is just like you, and you don't need that person. And also, don't blame yourself because, like, when I lost that friend, that toxic friend I told in the beginning, I like started it being like, oh, what if I'm a rubbish friend? What if I'm mean? What if she gave me the wrong username? Like, I was making excuses for her without seeing all the warning signs that were coming at me. So please don't be oblivious to things that's happening like right in front of you. If someone is being horrible to your face, don't be like, oh, but she's nice to me. Don't like try and make excuses. So don't blame yourself. Like, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Yeah,
And I don't
it's not your fault.
I don't think it matters like how long you've been friends. If they're a bad person and they're like impacting you negatively, then just leave. Just do what Lena says and
Yeah,
just pack your
just
bags and
leave.
leave. So is there anything else you'd like to speak about in toxic friendships? Because we've gone through like all the questions that I've said.
I think your goal is to find people that you trust and that you're gonna be with for the rest of your life. Like for me, I know that me and my best friends are gonna be together for the rest of our lives. Even if we like move out and stuff, I think they're always gonna be there for me and I'm always gonna be there for them. So I feel good, and that's what you need in your life, not bad people.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I can't even say anything about that. Definitely. So how do you think you as a person can maintain a friendship? Because some people just aren't don't really know how to be like a good friend.
You don't really have to try something. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Like, if you're made for them and they're made for you, it's just gonna happen. You don't really have to try to be someone else for them to like you. That's what makes a good friendship. And you might fight, you might, stuff, but in the end, it's gonna be good. And then you know, like, you meant to be best friends, like me and my best friend. For like some time, I used to be so mad and kind of like, oh my God, I hate this girl. Ugh. But now I remember these times and I was like, yeah, no, I love her. She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, if you are in an argument with someone or something and you actually care about each other, you'll always find your way back to each other. Like, it doesn't matter what's happening, what the situation is, you're just always, even if it takes years, you're still gonna find your way back to each other. I think also as well, people feel like in a friendship, you have to be given in all the effort, like you always have to text them. This and that. That's like another sign of a toxic friend. If they're not making an effort in the friendship, then why should you be making an effort as well, if you know what I mean? Kind of like what we've been saying the whole time, like if it's meant to be, it's just going to be meant to be, isn't it? So me and Lena have actually spoken a lot about her book, and she actually put her cover up on Instagram, so I'm going to let you talk about that because I'm excited to hear it as well, just like what it's about and goals with it and stuff like that.
Well, that picture that I posted was, I was trying to make a picture for my feed, right? And I just got a little creative there, put it stuff together. I mean, it's not what I'm gonna use, but I really liked it. So I have in mind two books. One is gonna be like more serious, like all of the struggles. I talked about school, friends, teachers, and there's a lot of things I want to talk about. Not that I really have many ideas, but I'll figure it out.
Would you do it
And
as
then the other one.
Would you do it? Sorry. Would you do it as like a fiction or like a non-fiction, like from a character or from like your point of view?
The first one is from my point of view, but the second one, I want to do like a girl, kind of a diary book, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that's what I want to do. It's more like fun and fake, actually, but fun.
That's cool. That's so cool. So would you like sell would you want to do it like as like a normal book or like an e-book, like something that you can see online?
I want a normal book, but it takes some time, and I'm writing it in Greek, So
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
it takes some time.
That's so cool. Hopefully, oh, that's so cool. Oh, I can't read Greek. Maybe translate, maybe Google Translate can come in handy. Oh. So,
I'm gonna make it in English just for you.
oh, yes, thank you. I feel so honored.
Yeah,
So is that everything you'd like to speak about today, or is there anything else that you'd like to say?
I think I said everything I wanted to say, actually.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so thank you all for listening to today's episode. I hope that you got something beneficial out of it. And please, if you are in a toxic friendship or anything and you need more advice and stuff, you can DM me or Lena. We will help you out with that. And please don't go through the struggle alone. There are people out here who care about you, aka us. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts and if you'd like to leave a review, it'd be very, very helpful. And please go check out Lena's podcast and her Instagram, which is going to be linked in the description. And stay safe and